Skinner eventually concluded that punishment didn't work as well as reinforcement. There are a number of reasons this is the case. One, it can make people upset, and people can also model aggressive behavior if the punishment is aggressive in nature. But also, it's not informative. Punishment just conveys what not to do, and in which context not to do it, so it tends to only lead to suppression of the behavior in a specific context. Reinforcement, in contrast, gives information about the correct behavior. So then how do we change bad behavior? Well, one answer is we can stop reinforcing the behavior. This in theory makes sense, but it can take a really long time to extinguish a learned response, especially one that's been intermittently reinforced. So what's the answer then? Skinner suggests that instead of punishment, the best strategy is to reinforce behavior that is incompatible with the undesirable response. So as the dog trainer recently told me, it's more effective to give my dog a treat when he doesn't bark in the presence of another dog rather than scold him when he does.